We're loud. We're proud. We're blue. WGNS AM and FM, your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Zach Trautman today running the ship for Brian Barrett, Captain Brian Barrett, I suppose, if I'm running a ship. He is on his way to Maryville for the big post-Thanksgiving game today against Riverville. Not Riverville, Riverdale. Riverdale and Maryville. That kickoff is at 6 p.m. Our pregame begins at 5:30 right here on WGNS. And you can also stream that online at WGNSradio.com. And we have apps for smartphones, iPhones as well. You can get, I would imagine it is safe to say that you'll be able to pick up that game pretty much anywhere if you stay connected with WGNS. Well, I am joined by a very, very special guest today, and we have her on the line, Miss Trista Pirtle-Bond. Trista, are you there?
I'm here, Zach.
Fantastic. And now you are obviously joining us over the phone. You were going to be in studio today, but a little something called Thanksgiving got in the way. Is that right?
It sure did, but that's okay.
Absolutely. How was your holiday?
It was wonderful. Thanks for asking, Zach. How was yours?
It was fantastic. And actually, I think I'm quite blessed to be up here in the relative safety of the studio, locked away in seclusion from all of the Black Friday madness that's unfolding out there.
You are absolutely correct in that as well. It's horrible out there.
Yeah, it gets pretty bad. Now, I haven't heard any reports of anyone getting injured yet this year. There always seem to be a couple, but it seems to be holding out that no one's getting hurt yet. So let's keep it that way.
I agree with that completely.
Now, you are going to talk to us today, our monthly check-in with the domestic violence. The
yes.
Domestic violence program, and talk to us
I
about
do work with the
coming.
Local domestic violence program and sexual assault services there in Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm. And I see that you guys have quite a lot coming up in the month of December, but before we get to that, I just want to talk a little bit about, I have read and heard many reports recently around the holiday that actually around both Thanksgiving and Christmas, police receive usually a pretty significant spike in domestic violence calls.
I would agree with that statement. We see it a lot more during the holidays. I think it brings out a lot more stress, whether it be the financial stress of the holidays or just the stress of having family come in, which can instigate a lot of that power and control that the abuser seeks to assert in the relationship.
There's also, of course, the factor of an increased chance of alcohol being involved, I suppose. Just because of all the families getting together, the drinking, the beverages that seem to go around the holidays.
Are you there, Zach?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Yes, I was saying that there does seem to be an increased chance of alcohol being involved in those reports as well.
That is correct. Drugs and alcohol absolutely play a big part of the incidents.
Absolutely. Now, there are a lot of things coming up in the month of December, as we said earlier, going on with the domestic violence program. They all look terribly exciting. I've got the list in front of me right here. Let's start with the Volunteer Appreciation Event.
All righty. At the Domestic Violence Program, we really appreciate our volunteers and interns that come through. And matter of fact, I believe I was talking with our volunteer coordinator, Carissa Kraft, the other day. We have had over 9,000 maybe hours of volunteering, just pure volunteers coming to volunteer their time since January.
Wow, since January, that's
since
wow.
January, we are very blessed.
Not even a full calendar year, and already approaching 10,000 or getting up there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were very excited about that. Chris has been working really hard on revamping our volunteer program where it's more of like an individual match. You know, you come to us and you say, this is kind of what I'm interested in. Is there a place where I could fit in here and do these kind of things? Also, we post all our volunteer opportunities through Hands On Nashville. And anybody can go to HON.org and look up the domestic violence program and see what opportunities are available. But we had decided that we wanted to throw an event to recognize and to thank all the volunteers. And we are partnering with Josora's Coffee Shops there in Murfreesboro for an event on Friday, December the 9th. And I believe it's from 5 to 8, and it's kind of a stop-in when you can, and we're calling it Thanks a Latte. So we're offering
That's clever. That's very clever. Very nice. Very clever.
Right. Actually, an intern came up with the idea, and so we're very fortunate to have her there to be clever like that. So,
see, they really can. You guys, you and Hands On Nashville, you really can connect people's strong points with a need within the program, even if it's just being clever and coming up with names for events.
That's right. We from anything from helping with our website to being on our crisis line, you know, is opportunities. Those are all on there.
Well, that's good to know about it.
The holidays is such a big season. It's like we start in October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness, and we don't stop until after Christmas. Because in December, we have a huge Christmas party for families that have stayed in our shelter in the past year. And that's going to be this year. It's on Friday the 16th. And so we're speaking of people that want to volunteer, want to do something this holiday, mm-hmm. we're looking for people to adopt families, to adopt stars, so we can make this Christmas party happen.
And how exactly if someone wants to adopt a star, I see stars as in quotations, could you explain exactly?
Yes. Angela Manavong, who is our children's coordinator, is in charge of this event every year. And this year, trying to change things from the feedback we get from people that come in to volunteer and or adopt families, they were saying it'd be nice if we could adopt individual people. Like, you know, someone might not be able to adopt an entire family.
Right.
You know, three kids and a mom, but they might can adopt two children. And so Angela's really tried this year to, you know, each person is a star. And so, I mean, people can still come in and say, hey, I want to adopt a whole family, or they can say, hey, I only have the funds or the ability to do one person, and I'd like to do that. So she's just changed it up this year and calling it Adopt a Star. We're having it at the North Boulevard Church of Christ. We have people coming in to do dinner, so they get fed, and then they have the room where we take them in, and they have all their presents. And so it's really exciting, and the joy on a child's face, just to rip open paper, you know, it's just amazing to us.
Absolutely. If someone wants to adopt a star, do they have to stop by your main office or their locations throughout the community?
Oh, yes. Sorry, Zach. I'm thinking about the children's face when they rip open the presents. They can stop by our main office, or they can call. It's probably the best way. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 896-7377, and we can get them in touch with Angela, and she can go from there.
Okay, fantastic. What is that number one more time? What is that number one more time, just for people listening in?
Okay, it's 896-7377.
All right.
And just say when you call, you're interested in adopting a star or a family or, you know, for the children's Christmas party.
Now let me ask you this. You know, Christmas is coming up, and that's a great way to get involved around then. Are there other similar programs that might be happening closer to around the beginning of the new year in January? Once, you know, the holidays, it's so easy to think about volunteering and people, you know, helping the needy and getting out there in the community around the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but kind of throughout the rest of the year, it goes, I guess, a little less noticed just because there's not these major events to kind of punctuate it by.
That is true. There's lots of ways to volunteer. We are always looking for people to help. You know, sometimes we have people call that are interested in answering the office, the phones at the main office. And some people might even be interested in, I guess, what we consider our highest level of volunteering as a volunteer advocate is for the crisis line. And in January, we're actually offering a training for the crisis line. It's the first Saturday, which is the 7th in January. And it's just an 8 to 4 minute. And basically, it's about our sexual assault crisis line. And volunteers can come in and be trained about, you know, the ethics behind it, the confidentiality, what happens when someone's sexually assaulted. And these volunteers, they can choose to either just answer the phone like, you know, volunteer for a shift on the crisis line, or there's the volunteers that actually respond to the hospital and do the hospital accompaniment when a sexual assault occurs.
There are volunteers for hospital accompaniment?
Yes, there are.
I had no idea.
There's other requirements, but I would say that that's the highest level of volunteering that we have, because it's responding to someone that is, you know, in direct client interaction, and then it's in a crisis situation.
Absolutely, and that's so important. I had no idea that there was even a volunteer position for that. I didn't even know that was something that was offered, but I can see where that would be absolutely essential to someone who is a victim and who is calling for help.
Like I said, I mean, you know, we couldn't function without our great volunteers, whether it be, you know, just one day for 2 hours coming to sort donations at the shelter or doing the crisis line. We've had people that do the crisis line hospital accompaniment part for years. And, you know, they may do two shifts a month.
Right.
But without that person doing those two shifts, you know, there's just not enough staff members to go around.
If you had to ballpark it off the top of your head, how many volunteers do you think the domestic violence program employs in all?
We got kind of
a rough estimate of the number of hours.
The hours, there was some, it was two pages.
Yeah, right.
And I want to say there's like 140 volunteers we've had since January.
Wow. And 140 volunteers putting up 9,000 hours.
And you know, and some of those volunteers, I think too, Zach, I would have to confirm this with our volunteer coordinator, but it might be like a church group. So we may have had, you know, I know MTSU did a day where they sent like 40 resident assistants, RAs, out to our shelter into the day to give back, and they actually, from 9 to 2 o'clock, did stuff around the shelter. So, I mean, you know, it's probably more like as far as like a head count, but it was probably about 120, almost two pages, and that includes some groups.
Wow, that is just fantastic. That is wonderful to hear that there are that
many.
So
we're very fortunate at domestic violence, and we appreciate our volunteers so much.
Absolutely, every little bit. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. Let's do a quick recap. We got the Volunteer Appreciation Event on Friday, December the 9th. And then the following Friday is the annual Christmas party, and that is at where?
The North Boulevard Church of Christ.
Okay, the North.
It's from 6 to 8, but we'll be there at 8 a.m. to set up, so we're looking for volunteers on that day as well.
All right, fantastic. Volunteer, adopt a star. If you feel so inclined, you can adopt individuals as well as families. And what is the number for people that would like to adopt a star this year? Krista? All right, I believe that
Zach.
Hello.
Technical
difficulties there. What is that number once more if people wish to adopt a family or an individual?
Okay, our phone number at the Domestic Violence Program is 896-7377.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much. You have an excellent Black Friday. Stay inside, stay safe.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. You have a great Friday, too.
You have a good one. All right. Trista Pertlebaum with the Domestic Violence Program. Thank you very much to her. If you would like more information, you can call that phone number or check out their section on Hands On Nashville. That is HON.org if you would like some more information, some more ideas on how you can participate, how you can volunteer.